Erev Shabbos, Parshas Vayikra. The Parsha begins, Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu, Adam ki yakrav mikem karban l'Hashem, when a man, an individual, Loshin Yachid, will bring a karban, what does he bring the karban from? Min ha-behema, min ha-baka, min ha-tzon, from these animals, takrivu es karbanchem, Loshin Rabim, you plural shall bring the karban. So Rashi already points this out, that the pasuk starts with Lashon Yachid, individual, and moves into Lashon Rabim, the plural. The Kli Yakar has a whole discussion of this, which we'll mention a little bit later. You can look at for homework. The Tam V'Das points out that this is teaching us that when an individual sins, and when an individual does tshuva, he's not just harming himself, and he's not just helping himself. When the individual sins, he has an impact on the entire world, on the rabbim, and when he comes back and he brings that korban and he does tshuva, so then he's not just helping himself, but he is in fact helping all of Klal Yisrael. The Kli Yakar brings down the ultimate example of this. When Bnei Yisrael are fighting with Yericho, they cross the Yarden, they're about to take over Yericho, and there is a cherem. They're not allowed to take from the spoils of water. They're not to take from the spoils of war, and one man named Achan, when nobody was looking, he went and he took a few of the spoils of war, and when they went out to fight the next battle against Ai, they lost the battle, and Yeshua ben Nun is very upset. He can't understand why did they lose the battle. The whole point, they're coming into Eretz Yisrael, they're going to chase out the seven nations, and they're taking over Eretz Yisrael. Why are they losing the battle? And the pasuk says in the beginning of Perek Zayin and Sefer Yehoshua, Vayimalu b'nei Yisrael ma'al b'cherim, the Jewish people took from the spoils of war that they were not allowed to take, Vayikach Achan min ha-cherim, and he, Achan, took from the cherim. It starts out, Vayimalu b'nei Yisrael, the Jewish people sinned by taking the spoils, and then it tells us that the individual Achan took from the spoils of war. And then Pasuk Yir Aleph, the Pasuk says, Hashem tells Yeshua, Chato Yisrael, the Jews have sinned. What the Jews have sinned? There was one Jew that sinned. But you see from here, the Metzudas explains, one Jew sins, it's as if all of Bnei Yisrael have sinned. The Malbim says the Jewish people are like one goof, we're one unit. Kol Yisrael Arevim Zelazet. Each Jew is responsible for the other. When one person sins, he's not just harming himself, he's harming the entire Jewish people. When one person does a mitzvah, learns Torah, does any positive act, does chesed, any good thing, he's not only helping himself, but he is in fact helping the entire Jewish people. The Malbim explains over here that when one Jew sins, that can cause Hashem's Shechina to disappear and can have an impact on the entire Jewish people, as we see over there in Sefer Yehoshua. Each one of us has tremendous, tremendous hashpa, tremendous influence for good, and God forbid the opposite, not only on ourselves, but on others as well. I happened to bump in this week in yeshiva, I bumped into a book that happened to belong to one of the boys, I suppose. And it's a book written by an Olympic gold medalist. He won the 8-man rowing gold Olympic Games. I didn't even know such a thing exists. And I was thinking about this idea. There's two types of competitions. There's the competition in the Olympics or in sports or in general, where there's the bowling, tennis, whatever there is, it's an individual. It's him against other people. And his success or his not success is totally dependent on himself. But then there's an 8-man rowing team. Then there's a 9-man baseball team. There's a 5-man basketball team. So now each one is dependent on each other. When one messes up, he doesn't just mess up for himself. He messes up for the whole team. The ramifications are tremendous. The whole team is going to lose the gold medal. The whole team is going to lose just because of one individual. We're on the most important team at all. Of all, we're on Hashem's team. And we have to step up to the plate, especially during a time of war. Each and every one of us, we think, what does it matter what I do, what I say, what I learn, what I look at? I'm on vacation now. What does it really matter? No, it really matters. You're on the most important team of all. You're on Hashem's team. And therefore, if even one of us messes up, it can have ramifications for the entire Jewish people. And especially now, we're in time of a critical war going on in Eretz Israel and the entire Middle East, and the responsibility that each and every one of us has is really, really tremendous, because we affect the whole team, we affect the entire Jewish people. The Gemara Kiddushin Daf Mem says that a person should look at himself as if he's 50-50. 50% meritorious, 50% not meritorious, and each mitzvah could put him over the 50-yard line and turn him into a zakai. And not only should he look at himself like that, he should look at the whole world being 50-50. And one mitzvah, one word of Torah, one act of chesed that I do can put the entire world over the top. And this, in fact, appears in Hilchos Pesach. And Siman Tov Pei Dalet, the Shulchan Aruch tells us that the rabbi or any Jew can go around and do the Pesach Seder numerous times. He can go to the hospital, he can go visit the old people in their homes, people don't know how to do a Seder, and he can do the Seder and say the same brachos again and again and again, even though he personally does not need them. Based on a Gemara Rosh Hashanah Daf Chavtes, the very end of the third perek, a concept called Yatza Motzi. Even though I've already fulfilled my obligation, if you haven't fulfilled yours, I can say the bracha, I can do the mitzvah, depends on the mitzvah, but I can make the bracha for you. And the Mishnah Berurah explains at the end of Siman Kuf Samech Zayin, that's because of this concept of Kol Yisrael and Raven Zelazeh, we're all responsible for each other. And if there's one Jew in the world who didn't fulfill his mitzvah, didn't do Pesach Seder, it's as if a part of me did not fulfill Pesach Seder, because we're one unit, one goof, like the Malbim tells us. And therefore, if you haven't fulfilled your mitzvah, it's as if I have not fulfilled mine, and therefore I have the right to make that same bracha again and again and again and again until every single Jew in the world has fulfilled that mitzvah. We have tremendous responsibility for each other. We're going through a very intense war. We spent three sirens in a row last night, 12 o'clock to 1 o'clock in the morning, sitting in the bomb shelter room. Hashem Yirachem, Hashem, give great siyat to the Shemaya, to the Israeli soldiers, the American soldiers, and protect all of us. And may we, sitting on the sidelines, up our game, in our spiritual game. We're on Hashem's team, and each and every mitzvah can be the winning goal for our team, and can have tremendous ramifications in helping Klal Yisrael through this very difficult time. May we be zocheh this year to bring the Korban Pesach in the third Beis HaMikdash.